From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The government is reporting jumps in retail sales and worker productivity this morning, but there's also been an increase in the number of people filing new claims for unemployment benefits. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. Paul, what are these new numbers showing us?
Well, the Labor Department says that 20,000 more people checked in at unemployment offices for benefits for the first time last week than the week before. That's more than analysts expected. It comes after two straight weeks of drops in benefits claims. Now, this is also significant because claims would actually have to drop from where they were before last week to signal sustained job growth, not go up. So the numbers are bumping along here at a place that indicates a continued stagnant labor market.
And what about the worker productivity number?
Well, the Labor Department says worker productivity is up for the latest quarter of the year but not by as much as some analysts had expected.
So why is that important?
Well, people are working harder. It means employers are asking more of them, and that could be a sign that businesses will have to hire more employees soon to keep up with demand. But at the same time, labor costs are down. That could mean that there are enough people out of work and few enough jobs available that there's not much need for employers to think about raising pay.
Thanks, Paul. NPR's Paul Brown reporting from Washington. Qantas Airlines is grounding all of its A380 Super Jumbo jets after an engine on one of the planes failed, spewing smoke and flames during a flight bound for Sydney. The jetliner, with nearly 460 passengers and crew members aboard, was forced to make an emergency landing at Singapore. No one was hurt. Lars Sandberg, a passenger on the flight, says the incident was frightening.
It was a huge bang, like a kind of thud. I actually thought there was something to do with the cargo hold or something big had fallen down.
The A380 is the world's largest passenger jumbo jet. This was not the first time an airline has had mid-flight engine problems with the plane. Hurricane warnings are up in Haiti as Tropical Storm Tomas bears down on that country. Todd Kimberlane with the National Hurricane Center says the storm is gaining strength and could cause real problems in Haiti.
Big story here won't be the wind necessarily. It'll be the heavy rains. Because Haiti is very mountainous, there could be 5 to 10 inches of rain near the higher terrain, and there could be isolated amounts that are even higher than that.
Warnings have gone out to the tent camps where more than a million earthquake survivors in Haiti are still living. Stormy weather at the Kennedy Space Center is forcing yet another delay in the launch of the space shuttle Discovery. NASA mission managers will try again tomorrow when there's a 60% chance of favorable conditions. If Discovery can't be launched by Sunday, the mission will be put off till December. Riot police in Greece have used tear gas and flash grenades today to disperse crowds of firefighters staging protests outside the country's parliament building. The firefighters among the public sector workers on short-term contracts. They're concerned about layoffs as the Greek government struggles to slash spending. Wall Street, the Dow has opened higher, up 138 points at this hour. This is NPR News. The final tally of governorships that shift from Democratic to Republican control is now up to 11, although Democrats did eke out a win in one of the last contests to be decided, Oregon, where former Governor John Kitzhaber edged past his Republican opponent Chris Dudley, who's a former NBA player. The Latino vote appears to have been key in helping Democrats retain control of the Senate. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports Latinos turned out in stronger numbers than expected.
Exit polls suggest that, just as in 2008, Hispanics voted 2-1 for Democrats. Gary Segura of research group Latino Decisions says Latinos made a crucial difference for Senate races in California, Colorado, and especially Nevada.
Our estimates are that Latinos provided 10% of the vote to Harry Reid in a circumstance where he won by 5.5.
Latino support for Democrats was so strong, they largely voted against Republican Susana Martinez in New Mexico. She won anyway and will be the nation's first female Hispanic governor. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
San Francisco Giants fans cannot get enough of the celebrations of the team's World Series victory. Huge crowds turning out for a parade through the city as orange and black streamers came cascading down from atop City Hall. Giants ace pitcher Tim Lincecum paid tribute to the fans.
All the way to Texas, I mean, just seeing black and orange out there everywhere was so awesome, was so fun, exciting. Made it so much more comfortable for us to play in there. And, man, all I can say is thank you and go San Francisco.
The Giants rode in cable cars to the Civic Center Plaza where the team was presented with keys to the city. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for